In a land torn by war, I seek to bring peace, not by bloodshed, but by love, and by the seed that is now growing in my womb. The story you are about to hear will tell of how the elven kinsmen of Etlin were reunited once again. In the Etlin Chronicles, where our stories were made to be heard.
Where's the prisoner? I have much need to speak to him. Quickly now, with haste, bring him to my chamber.
You there, do you know who I am? Look at me. I am the daughter of the stars, the ever-illuminating star of the east. I am Princess Miniel. You were found trespassing about the lands of my people, of my father's dominion. Quickly now, speak. Ah, so it is you then, Prince Turdo of the elven people from the west. I know of your father's rule, and of his corruption. He would seek to bring forth the unity of all our elven kin, but not for the good of our people. For his own purpose, so I've heard. My father tells me that your king calls himself the Emperor, that he believes his rule should extend to the far borders of our land. But I tell you now, that with my father's ongoing campaign, your father and your kingdom shall not cease to gain that opportunity. Now, I have seen war. I have seen the destruction it causes and the lives lost because of it. My captain tells me that I cannot do anything to stop it, that the war must be fought on its own until the victor is chosen. But I think not. I can see, from the way you are looking at me now, you feel the same as I, that perhaps we may yet end this war without bringing further bloodshed. Turda, your eyes tell me that your heart is pure, for the stars give me the gifts of seeing light in one's heart, even in the dark of night. Oh, Turda, give me your seed. We may yet have a chance to end this war, perhaps even unite our kinsmen. For this is the reason I called you into my chamber. Give me your seed, so that our child can be the reason for this war to end. Our fathers cannot continue to fight if we are blessed with a child. Atule sinome. Merda Heru. Come here. I will undress in front of you and place my breast upon your face, in which you will suckle them and caress the softness of my skin. As I place my hands down below onto the throbbing hardness of your cock, I know you want this, for your eyes glimmer in the light of the moon, begging to claim me as yours. Oh, Turda, please do not make me beg. I want to be your princess, and I want to feel you shoot your cum inside of me, and to fertilize this womb with your seed. Oh, yes, my breast feels so fit in your hands as you squeeze them, bite them, suck them, pinch them, for they are yours. Now it is my turn to please you, Merda Heru. My lord, I want to feel your hard cock inside of my mouth. I go down onto my knees and caress your cock with my fingers, gently massaging your balls and kissing them. My lord, and then a mouthful of your cock inside my mouth. My lord, will you plant your seed inside of me? Please, I beg of thee. We cannot fight this war anymore. I shall lay here on my bed, and you shall come on top of me and spread my legs open. Inside of me, I look into your eyes. We have become one, our bodies intertwined. Your wet cock slides out of me as we both exhale heavily. Turda, we must meet again to ensure the fertilization. I shall call you back into my chambers when I am prepared. Thank you. Just as the stars light up all night, this child shall bring forth light back into our world. Our clans shall reunite again as one. My darling, you shall be kept here under secrecy with my protection. Until we can reveal the evidence of our child, I cannot allow you the freedom to leave. Now lay here with me and sleep. For you are weary, and you will have to muster all the strength you can bear if this is to succeed. mind, my dear.